Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everyone. This is Nadia Angelini subbing for Dee today. She is overseas in London, and I'm very excited because I'm leaving for Amsterdam in 9 days, and so we're like swapping. Anyway, so excited to be here with you guys today. Some of you know me. Those of you that don't, Dee and I have been working together for over 20 years, and I work a little differently than Dee, but it's all the same stuff. I am here to help you get in alignment with the things that you want. You can find me at intuitionbynadia.com on Facebook, and I also have my own radio show on Blog Talk Radio, Intuition by Nadia, as well, which is the first Saturday of every month. So today, guys, for those of you, again, that don't know me, I usually start my personal sessions, my privates, and my show with a little bit of a channel that I get for the collective that's listening today. So I do energy updates every month. So I have my June one coming out next week. If you want that, you can email me at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com. And I send them out every month to try to just give you a sense of what's coming in that month, getting you prepared for the energies of, again, the collective. And I always say, I ask the channel to give me not the collective conscious of the whole planet, but really the people that are tuning in, those of us that are in this sort of leading edge circle of light workers. So a couple announcements for Dee before we jump in. Dee will be back next week. And she wanted to talk about her next webinar, guys. It's so funny because we just went to lunch, Dee and I, the other day, and we were talking about this. It's about getting switched. And a million years ago, we used to talk about this. Like, if you take an emotional hit, and you get thrown off, whether it's from something personal or even like a TV show or anything, your whole energy can get flipped around. And that we used to call that getting switched. And sometimes you kind of hold that switch or that off feeling throughout the day or for a week. And so this is about kind of acknowledging of like, I'm feeling off. What's going on with me? Great webinar. It's only $40. It's a steal, guys. May 30th. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sign up on Dee's site, imdwallace.com. Okay, just checking that out. I think it'd be really helpful for all of you that are looking for a way to really get in touch with your own intuition, because your body's telling you, like, something's off, pay attention here, and how to deal with that in those moments. So this is what I got for this group today, and then I will start taking energies going on right now for this collective group is sort of the two things that came up, and this is kind of going into the theme of June, is dealing with resistance, managing resistance, knowing when you're in resistance, how you let go of resistance, and trusting ourselves. So these are the two areas that I'm going to focus on today a little bit with in this opening channel. So the first thing they told me was really look this month of, I use a baby example. I have an 8-month-old, and they say, oh, teach the baby to self-soothe. Like, that's the biggest gift I can give him, is knowing that he can self-soothe himself, right? And of course, I'm there for him all the time. But we never really learn to soothe ourselves. And this is a skill. This is something we need to learn to do, because we learn to please other people instead of like, hey, how can I take care of me right now? So for example, if you're up against something, so let's say you take a money hit. So let's say something happens, and let's say, you know, someone rear-ends you and you have to deal with that. And they're like, oh, all this anger, resistance. I don't want to have to deal with the insurance. I don't want to have to take my car into the thing. Like, that's what I mean by resistance. Like, all of a sudden I have these things to do that I don't want to do, right? Huge resistance around that. So the first thing is acknowledging you don't want to do it. I don't want to do this thing. So, I mean, I'll use my move as an example. I'm days away. We just moved into my dream house a year ago, and now I have to pack everything up and move across the world. And it's exciting and it's amazing, but do I want to pack up stuff? No. So dealing with that resistance. First thing is I go to meditation. Show me the inspired action. So I had a to-do list 700 things long. And instead of like, I got to do this, I'm like, push through, which is my normal personality type, is like, just go, 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 do, do, do. I waited for that inspired action, because that when I waited for the inspired action, that means there's no resistance in doing it. So when I had to call all the utilities, it was like easy, and I got nice people and everything was smooth, and I did what I could normally do. I thought it was going to take me an hour. It took me 15 minutes. It was like unbelievable. It was like boom, 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 boom. So that's what we want to move into, is acknowledging you have resistance, saying, I want to feel good. I want to make this fun. So instead, like, I'm packing up my bathroom, I turn music on, I'm blasting, I'm listening to Abraham Hicks, and I'm making it a smoother, more fun experience. So, but we have to consciously do that. So, okay, you know what? I have resistance to calling whoever. What am I afraid of? I'm afraid of it's not going to go well. I'm afraid I'm losing money. I'm afraid, you know, sit with those fears and then ask for what it is you want. And then wait for the inspired action. So those are the ways I think that really we need to move forward dealing with resistance in whatever form it comes in. This also moves into trusting yourself. So many of us, you know, are taught to trust a doctor or trust even me or Dee or someone else. And the reason I started this work is because Dee and I knew that every single person had the ability to heal themselves within them, had the power within them to manifest whatever it is they desire. And I know that Dee and I are on the same page of this, is our job is to uplift you, to remind you of who you are and how powerful you are and that you got this. And for me, I focus on in my work amplifying and turning up the volume on that inner voice that you have within you. So you can go, oh, this is what's going on. Okay, I'm going to trust myself that for whatever reason, this doesn't feel right and I'm going to pay attention. So learning to develop that relationship with yourself. And those of you that are working on channeling or any of the healing arts, and even if you're a musician or a painter or an artist, you're all channeling, we're all channeling all the time. We just aren't aware of it. I tell people, like, when I'm working with people, they're like, how do you get the information you get about people? I said, it feels like my own thoughts, but it took me a long time to realize that that was channel speaking to me. It's like Dee and I use the term, it dropped in. It feels like it drops in my head suddenly, but it feels like my own thoughts. So trusting those things that feel like am I making this up? Am I crazy? You know, starting to practice with friends, like, hey, I'm feeling this. Is this right? You know, asking questions, because building that trust in your inner being and building that trust that every single thing that's happening to you is happening because you brought it in to get you where you need to go. Everything. Because we still get stuck in that mindset of things are happening to me. Things are just happening. And like, again, my husband lost his job 10 weeks before I was giving birth to our second son. And we had literally like 3 weeks after we moved into our new house. And I remember the feeling of like, it's all good. And he ended up getting a better job that he loves that's taking us to Amsterdam. And I knew when he first got it, like, this is right. But it's easy not to trust it when it's like, oh, I got to do all this stuff. Oh, my gosh, I don't want to do this. But it's forced me to kind of really let go in a way that I know, you know, Dee and I are A-type personalities and I go into control. So for me, this is forcing me to let go and taking my boys. I'm like, let's open to the highest amazing experience we're going to have over there. So this is what I'd love you guys to work on and think about today with our questions. I also work a little differently than Dee. For those of you that know my show, you can ask me for just a general reading. If you're like, hey, I don't know what I want to talk about today. I don't know what I need to look at. Is there some resistance in the way? Can you help me find it? I'm happy to do that for you guys as well if you don't have a specific question. So excited to talk to you all. So let's get started. First, I have Davina from Maine.
Hello. Oh,
hello. Did I say it right?
Did I say your name right? Oh, good.
How can I help you today?
Yes, you did.
Oh, good.
So
how can I help
my
you?
Question, I recently moved to Maine to a new job, and I'm really thinking I made the wrong choice, and so I'm trying to figure out where to go to next because I have not a clue whatsoever.
Okay, so what makes you feel like you made the wrong choice?
Basically, like the living conditions, they said would be maybe a 20-minute, and it's more like a 45 to hour commute. Driving, it's really chaotic. They don't have things in place, so things are really chaotic. And so it feel like.
Sure, sure. So what it feels like to me is you kind of, you know, they always say wherever you go, there you are, right? So, you know, mm-hmm. I think you made the move without cleaning up some of the energy. And now you're going, well, I want to run away again. Let me run somewhere else again because, you know, this isn't working for me either. So I always say if you can clean up the energy where you are, the next job, the next right place, the next right thing will present itself to you. So what it feels like to me is, again, so I feel like I made the wrong choice, so I'm out of trust with myself, like I was just talking about trust. Secondly, there's chaos energy. So I'm not feeling good. It feels hectic. The drive is uncomfortable. All of these things are sort of uncomfortable. So is any of this familiar? Meaning, did you feel this at your last job? Did you feel this where you were before?
Well, my whole life has been chaotic to where now I'm just doing seasonal work because I just don't know where I'm grounded anymore.
Good, because the grounding doesn't come from the out where you are. It comes from that sort of internal feeling, and that is, I relate to you a tremendous amount. So the chaos is what you're used to. The chaos is what you've learned to create to sort of keep you from being really present where you are. Because you can find the calm in the chaos when you go within yourself. And I think for you, it's finding that calm within the chaos is going to bring the calm to you. Does that make sense? So in traffic, listening to Abraham, listening to a book on tape, when you're there, meditating beforehand, holding your space, going, hey, I'm just going to do what's right in front of me. I'm going to let go. They can be in chaos, but I'm going to choose to stay grounded today. You know, making a conscious choice of what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to that job? Because now you're going, I'm adding to the chaos because I'm frustrated and I'm irritated and I'm resentful. You know, so you're bringing that energy. So the only mm-hmm. thing you're in control of is what am I bringing? And I assure you, as soon as you start bringing that new energy, a new job will present itself. A new opportunity will present itself. But if you just try to run to something else, it's going to be the same thing and the same thing and the same thing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And I feel like there's a gift for you at this job. I feel like this job has a potential to be closer to what you want because you could be in a more powerful position because you see what's wrong and you know how to fix it. So I just want you to pay attention to that because there's a gift at this job.
Okay. Well, thank you.
To kind of be grounded and get a broader perspective. So I do feel like you didn't make the wrong choice. You made the choice you needed to move forward to where you really want to go. This is going to push
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Davina. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, next I have Ann from California. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me okay with my speakerphone?
I sure can. Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm not used to doing the cell phone. I'm traveling. I was going to call Dee and just give a testimonial on how wonderful things came by doing advanced gratitude. But then when I heard you
were
here, I had a question pop up. I'm normally
sure.
in a lot of resistance at home, and I've just been wanting to sleep. And I'm retired, and I just I'm a very relaxed way of life, so I was kind of dreading this trip. Well, then I had, like, all kinds of bathroom issues and everything. And so I just
right.
gave thanks for the perfect plumber coming and resolving the problem. And darned if he didn't know somebody who could redo the floor and put in a tile floor for me. The guy came and did it all the next day. And then on top of that, the patio needs to be redone, and he's going to do that. So everything's really flowing, and last night everything looked like my trip to Tahoe was going to kind of crumble, and I cleared that up and did some listening. So I'm feeling really good now, and I just wanted to see if you saw anything in the past around the switch. I really don't feel that I get switched. I feel that if I stay in my positive energy that I don't get switched. Is that true?
Sure, sure. And I think that what you're talking about is, again, a little bit of what I was talking about in the beginning, these sort of life things that come up. So it's not the plumbing issue that itself that makes you feel negative. It's that what you're thinking about, oh, this is such a pain. Oh, no, it's going to get fixed. Now what am I going to do? So it's going into that place that we do as human beings. And what it sounds like you did was you're like, stop, I want to open to the solution. And that's what we need to do. Anytime you take a hit, if you stop and open the solution, you don't get switched. You kind of turn back because you're getting yourself back into balance. Yeah. So you go out of balance and then you get yourself back. And that's exactly what we were talking about, is the power to get yourself back. Sometimes if you have a lot of momentum around something, it's harder to get out of balance and it takes a little more time. But what I hear you saying is like, hey, I've been able to sort of open to the solution and then the solutions come in. And that's life. If you can do that with everything. But I love what you said. I had resistance to going. I had resistance, and acknowledging that and then opening to the solution of what does that make you know you want? You know, like for me, I want an easy flight. I want easy travel, right?
Yes. And I'm getting all kinds of support and love from my tenants here. It's wonderful. And then I didn't like, I can't get the same tile I have there. So I got a different one, but I didn't like how I was going to put it in. And then I woke up with, well, if I do like a border around it, and, you know, that feels just perfect. So I just buy one more box.
Oh, that's what I mean. It's just exactly opening to those little things. Well, I appreciate it, Anne. Thanks for sharing that. We love hearing good stuff.
All
right. Have a great day.
Thanks. Okay, you too.
Next, I have Emily from California. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Hi, Nadia.
How are you,
so good,
darling?
To be with
nice
you.
To hear your voice.
I am so in trust with myself and so in flow. It's
Love
just
it.
Been miraculous.
Isn't it
and
amazing? When you're in that place, it's like magic. Things just fall in
is.
Your lap. It's great.
It is. It's so true. And I met a guy that I really, really like and really resonate with. Yeah.
Great.
We were talking about, you know, bringing in my guy last time.
Yes, I remember. That's why I was like, ooh, I'm excited.
Oh,
What's really great is it feels to me like you've really let go of this sort of old energy around relationships, all that old resentment, all those old feelings. It's like you're starting fresh. And I just want to acknowledge that for you, because that's what it feels like for both of you. There's this sort of like, you know, when you're a teenager and you don't know yet.
Yeah.
That sort of fresh, exciting. That's how it feels to me. And I'm getting a very, and I feel like he's in the same place. Like, wow, this feels fresh. This feels new. This feels easy. And keeping with that energy, you know, and just noticing if you start to go into some insecurity. And my advice to you, Emily, is be open about it. Hey, I'm starting to feel a little afraid, or I'm starting to feel, you know, starting that from the get-go. Starting from the beginning,
okay.
Not, you know, needing him to, not pretending and needing to hold a certain persona of being willing to be your full self with this person.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's really, really helpful. we've only seen each other twice. You know,
but it feels
sort of
like
at what point
already.
Do I start a deeper connection?
It feels like this. You're both like, wow, this is something. Like, whoa, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like both of you are in that place, and it's a very fun, fresh place to be because neither of you, you're both focused on everything positive right now, which is great. So if you can hold that as long as possible.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So I have one other thing to ask about.
Sure.
This is so funny. I've been looking for a temporary place for my cats to be for a year because I'm going to be doing some traveling. And on Dee's show last week, I don't know, Susan, if you're on today, but on Dee's show last week, Susan popped up and said, hey, I would love to have them, but I'm in New York. And I'm willing to ship them anyway. So she and I haven't connected yet. So it's possible that will work out. And I just don't know if she knows I need a place for them starting now, not in the fall.
Got it.
But is there anything else around the cats? I feel like they're teaching me a huge lesson with this.
But it's so funny because we're going to Amsterdam and I have a friend taking my cats because I have two cats as well for a year. Same thing.
Hey,
same
Nadia.
Thing. Yes.
We have Susan on. She's the fifth caller down.
Oh my gosh, how funny. Okay, I see Susan. So Susan's on. So I can we can connect you guys, okay? Somehow.
Awesome.
So I don't know how to connect you. Maybe you want to shout out your email or something and give it to her.
No.
So can email
no,
you.
I can put you guys in contact in the screen room.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
After this.
Yeah,
after
maybe
this.
After Susan's
All right.
call. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Stephen's the best. Okay, so the first thing is talking to your cats and saying, because they are creators too, right? And I'm not an
yeah.
animal intuitive, but they're creating this too and saying, call in the place that you're going to be the most joyful. So if it's with Susan, great. If it's not, with, it doesn't matter. Like, where do you want to go? Where is it going to be a mutually beneficial thing where you're going to uplift the people you're with and they're going to uplift you? And kind of set, because it just feels like you just need to set the intention a little bit clearer instead of, oh, I need a place for my cats. You know?
Okay.
Because right
okay.
now it's like, oh, I need a place for my cats. Instead of, well, what do I really want? I want them to be thriving and happy, and I want the person that has them to be thriving and happy and get the joy of being with these beautiful animals, you know, that sort of thing. So I would just set an intention around that because it just feels like that's what's missing a little bit.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes. Very good. Thanks, Emily.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. Okay. Next I have Karen and then Susan, I'll get to you. Hi, Karen from Toronto.
Hi, Nadia. It's been a long time. Nice talking to you.
You too. How can I help you today?
I have a question. So this week I was going along and I ended up taking a fall at work, but I stepped on somebody spilled gravy on the cement. I work in a big box store and I went down really hard. Actually, I didn't even know I'd slipped until I hit the floor. And I'm an artist and I've been doing a lot of face painting for the sick kids event that we hold every year to help raise money. And so I landed on both my arms, my hip, and I got a bit of a mild concussion. And number one, I was like, what is this about? And then I find what the real question is I was humiliated and embarrassed that I had to fill out a WSIB. I didn't want to go to the doctor. I continued working. And then finally I thought I better go. And even now, like I'm taking minimal amount of time, but I thought, what is it in me that it doesn't want to acknowledge that that I've been hurt or that this is even an issue? Or first
sure.
of all, why? And then my hand, my painting hand got, my daughter-in-law raised the window of the car and the same day squished my painting hand because my first thought was, thank God my right hand isn't broken, right? And then
right,
I get my
right.
hand squished in the door. So do you have any insights on this?
Yes, I have many yeah. insights. Okay, so thank you so much for being willing to share all this. I appreciate it. This is going to be helpful for a lot of people. So number one, I love your awareness of I felt humiliated and falling. Everybody hates falling. It sucks to fall. We've all fallen. It's horrible. But what is, so I just want to acknowledge, like, we get that. There's not a human on the planet that doesn't understand it. So, of course, when you see someone fall, you don't feel embarrassed for them. You go, oh, no, are they okay? Like, that's what we do. But when it's us, it's panic. So there's two things. So number one, when you said you're a painter, and you first you said I have resistance to doing, like we were talking about in the beginning, I have resistance to going to the doctor to doing all this stuff. Part of that is good because you're like, I'm not sick. My body knows what to do. It's fine. And I think that's partly a good thing in the sense of, but then there's part of you that's like, the resistance is this. When your body takes you down and your body physically took you down, like really, literally took you down, it's because you're not paying enough attention to you. So the focus is other people, other people, other people. Like the first thing you said was, I'm a painter and I paint for these people. That was the first thing you said instead of I'm a painter and I paint because I love to paint. It was I do it for them so they can raise money and I do to give them my painting. That was where your focus was. And I think that whenever these things happen, it's getting you back to meditating, getting you back to sitting with, getting you back to it's getting you to go inside of yourself. And you've got to heed that call. Does that make sense? So they're saying to me, you're very strong. So the physical body is not going to be an issue. You know you're going to heal. It will be fine. I don't feel like there's anything, I'm not a doctor, but I don't feel like there's anything majorly wrong that's not temporary.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like everything that's going on with you is temporary, annoying, but temporary. Okay, so So you are a painter, you are an artist, and you are one of those people that I really am getting is a channel. So sometimes we hide behind something. This is what they tell me. You have a way of painting that you've done for a long time. You have a groove. Do you know what I mean? It's like a songwriter. Like they write in a certain way. And it's time to get out of that groove and expand it. Expand your artistry. Okay? So taking care of you, focusing on you instead of other. And you're, you know, the job, you have a very positive attitude. You bring a positive energy. You're a good worker. You have all that, but you're kind of over it. You want to be a painter. You want to be an artist. You want, so this is kind of your like get out of jail free card, you know? This is kind of you going, wait a second, I can get a little disability. I can take the time to go home and meditate and paint and take care of myself. So I would advise you to take that time.
And why is it that we have so much guilt? Like I feel like I'm, even though it's there for me, I really struggle with, I feel like
I'm taking advantage. This is your programming. Yeah, I lovingly say this sounds like your childhood programming to me. What decade did you grow up in?
I'm almost 60, so in the 50s.
Right, so you're 60. My mom's age. Yeah, you're my mom's age. My mom was 21 when she had me, and she's the same programming of sort of like your life is about other, not about you.
Yeah,
everything, all your value comes, suck it up. All your value comes from what you're doing, not who you are. And that you're going, well, I should work and I feel bad and blah, 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 blah. And it was my fault I felt. And like you start to beat your go-to that you need to work on, Karen, is not beating yourself up and going, if this is for your highest good, it's for everybody's highest good. You know, and it's nobody's highest good for you to go keep re-injuring yourself and going back to work too soon. You know, you're not helping anybody by doing that.
No. And part of me, I know, is because it's a passion of mine to paint, and I don't get very many opportunities since I've been working at this job full time.
Right. And you need to give painting more energy because it's ready to expand for you. But this is your opportunity to allow it to expand. But that's why your right hand, it's like you didn't pay attention. It's like over here. You know, because you know that the universe will keep punching you in the face until you get it. Well, it's really you punching you in the face until you get it. But you know, you get the gist.
Yeah,
does that feel clear to you?
Oh my gosh, very clear. Thank you so much, darling.
Thank you, Karen.
I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
I think that is a pattern in our age group for sure.
Definitely. Thanks, Karen. All right, Susan. Hi, Susan.
Awesome. I love it. I just talked to my kitties. I brought Callie and Corey into the room, and I asked, would you like to have kitty company? And they both said yes.
They're like, of course, the more the merrier. Bring it on, right?
Exactly.
So what's going on
I'm
with you today?
What?
That's awesome. Stephen will connect you guys after our call. So let me see what I can help you with, and then Stephen will connect you and Emily after this.
Okay, so here's what's going on with me. Right now, my house is really cluttered, and I've been working hard on my garden because I have to get the snow in the mountain up. So I hired somebody, found out the guy I told you about before, he was a flim-flam man. Got rid of dumped him because he was not working out. So that's gone. And most of the hard work is done so I can take care of the rest of it. But my house is in disarray at the moment. I'm expecting company from the east in this week. So I'm just like, what do you have for me, Nadia?
Yes. Well, I totally get where you are. If you were at my house right now, you would go, you understand. Okay. So I do understand what it's like to feel in chaos. And this is interesting that this sort of theme of, there's chaos around me. So if you can find the balance within you to go, like I said, turn on some fun music. How can you make decluttering fun? How can you make this going, you know, because right now you're like, oh, I don't want to deal with it. You know, so that's great. You walked outside, you went into your garden. I have these people coming. You know what? If it's messy, that's okay. Where should I go today? And you start your day going, show me where I can be the most productive and have the most fun today.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
You know,
I'm doing that.
Yeah. So,
I found a YouTube station I can put on my TV to put on like relaxing music. I leave it on for my plants and my animals when I go. They love it.
They keep bringing into me that we need to look at romance for you. Do you want to look at that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Because that's what they keep bringing in. They're like, no, not the clutter. The clutter is a manifestation of a way of, thank you. When they give me things, I say thank you. You're sort of like, oh, here's the thing that keeps me from being there. You know what I mean? Like, here's this thing that I can keep focusing on that keeps me from really opening to the all that I am. There's sort of like it's a distraction because you're really calling in this romance. You're really wanting this. And I don't want you to – I want you to let yourself desire it a little bit more because it just feels like an open to – they're showing me that the romance is coming through a community. So that means I don't know if it's a group or it's like a spiritual community. So
good.
Getting more involved in the spiritual community because that's where I feel like there's this connection is going to happen.
Good. Right now I'm volunteering at the Amity Club, which is a community. It is, though, recovering alcoholics and narcotic people. So that's where I met this gentleman.
But that's still a spiritual community. These people are working on themselves. I'm not sure that that's it, but it could be a spin-off of that, like maybe a meditation group that comes from that or something like that.
It could be anything. Yes, true.
All right. Thank you, Susan. So
I'm working on my health. I'm going to this doctor to get heavy metals, and she does muscle testing to get heavy metals and find out what I need to take, find out what's good for me. She's helping me because I told myself I'm not going to go anywhere unless I feel good. And I haven't exactly had the best of health in the last couple of years. So,
I
found this doctor.
About.
I'm working with her. It's out-of-pocket money, but I'm like, that's what I'm doing for myself.
Your intention is, your intention is let this woman know whatever I need to thrive and just set that intention.
Exactly.
She's going to give you whatever it is that you need. I know exactly what you mean. I work with someone like that out here as well. All right. Thank you, Susan.
Awesome.
So now Stephen's going to connect you with Emily right now. Okay? So stay
on
the line.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Have a good trip.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I have Daniel in Arizona. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Nadia.
I love it. Bringing some testosterone to the group. I appreciate it.
All right. Quite interesting. My initial question that I formed for Dee, I'm going to go ahead and go with, and it's interesting that it's coming on the heels of her comment, somebody in testing with heavy metals and clearing that. My question is, what was going on around in the past week and a half? I had a couple extremely severe headaches that were very reminiscent of headaches I had when I was having a chemical toxicity issues several years back, but I wasn't having any exposures, so it was kind of confusing.
Right. So, when the headaches happen, what are you doing? Do you remember when the headaches came?
Well, previously it had been because of work exposure to a lot of chemicals and solvents.
Right. No, but I mean the ones in the past week or two.
That I wasn't figuring out, which is why I had the question. The best I was coming up with was clearing out a lot of energetic and mental talk.
So what I'm asking is, do you remember the moment that the headache came about? Were you in your car? Were you at home? Were you at the store? What were you doing?
It was actually several. There were probably three or four, and it was very so there was nothing in common. That was that.
Just give me one of them. Just give me one of them.
Well,
one of the times that it came up, what were you doing? Just one.
Well, one of them was. One of them was at work and just cleaning up after a show, getting things put back away. So.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So the reason I say that is because it seems like it's in moments that the way they're telling me this is it's in moments where you're not paying attention, where you're not fully present in the moment. You're just kind of on autopilot. Okay. That's how they show it to me. Like, hey, it's, so there's this, pay attention now. Like, the headache is, when I test for chemical toxicity, I get a no. Again, not a doctor, but I get a no.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The time when you were exposed to the chemical toxicity, there was an emotional thing going on with you, and this emotional thing is back, is here to pay attention to it. So the reason you attracted the chemical toxicity in the first place is sort of, you never totally got to the core of that. You dealt with the symptom. You never got to deal with the core of the issue of what created the symptom of the chemical toxicity. And that's what let's do right now. Does that sound like fun? So you are absolutely looking for love. Love is very, you are, do you mind giving me the month and day of your birthday, Daniel?
March 26th.
Okay, great. Happy birthday. You just had a birthday a month ago. So you have a very, like, you have this combination energy where you have this sort of depth and sensitivity, but you also have this like playful, fun, light side. So you really are have both of those to you. And you kind of feel like an introverted extrovert to me. Does that make sense? Like with certain people, you can be really extroverted, but as a general rule, when you're in a big group, you're probably going to tone it down and kind of observe a little bit. So you have both. You have a lot of dichotomy within your energy field to me. Like you're not one or the other, you're both. So this sort of thing is, you've never really felt loved, it feels like, in your life. Like, you've had people love you, but you haven't allowed it in all the way. And this is why you're having trouble right now, kind of, because you don't know how to receive love in the way that you know you can. So there's this sort of thing, like, it eludes you in a way. Does that make sense? And obviously it feels like it comes from like childhood stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very intelligent. So that you go into your head a lot. And so it's made you as an adult leave your heart, and your head's going, too much energy here. Get into your heart. Too much energy here. So that's why the headaches come. Too much energy there. So you have to move into the heart center. So you're stuck here. Open your heart. Open your energy, because they're going, I'm bringing them to you. I'm bringing love to you. Open your heart. You're closing off. You're closing off. So here's the headache.
Okay.
Metal. If you think about metal, you think about like the Tin Man, right? What did the Tin Man miss? His heart.
His heart, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the message for you, is because what you've been seeking your whole life is to love and be loved. That's it. It's not complicated for you. And you want to have fun, and you're seeking this deep connection, and there's this person that is looking for you. And so your body is just telling you you're not opening right now. You're in your head. And that's what was safe for you. So if you can consciously, and it takes a second. I always say it takes about 30 seconds to change your vibration, to just go, okay, stop. I hear you, headache. I'm going into my heart center now. And I guarantee you that headache will move through super fast. Because that's what it feels like the core of it is.
Yep.
I'm glad that you had the awareness to pay attention, though, which is good.
Yeah, and I knew there was something, subtle piece I wasn't quite getting there.
Oh, you're good. So happy to help, Daniel. Keep me posted.
All right. Thanks, Nadia.
Thank you. Okay, next I have Lynn.
Hi, Ms. Lynn.
Hi, honey. I knew I was
good. Oh, good. I love that you felt that.
Well, let's see. I guess I'm in a place of some frustration. I feel like I'm in a holding pattern.
Okay.
And I had been working a lot, and now I had pretty much last week off, which has been great. I went down to Newport Beach. The guy I was dating was down there working. I went down there. We got a hotel. It was gorgeous. And I had, like, that wonderful experience, like Abraham talks about, of, like, being on vacation. And, like, that's how I want to live. Like, I love this. And it was Mother's Day.
Well, you gave yourself
went,
permission to let go. It's
I don't
have to do anything today. That's all vacation is. I don't have to.
Right. And I felt my mom around me. I feel my mom around me all the time. I see her, not like physically, but like kind of not even an outline, but just a flash of her. It's odd, but it's awesome. I talk to her all the time. She's bringing animals around me, like you said.
And
I feel like there's a time right now where I'm not working because I'm supposed to be doing something else. And creatively, I feel like I'm completely like there isn't any. And when I was down in Newport and we had this amazing time, we're leaving for dinner after the best massage I ever had. And I walk out and there's all these firemen there because someone had just jumped and committed suicide off of the hotel. And I got so sad. And then I thought, that's their path of least resistance. They needed to do that, right?
Sure.
Okay, let's just like bring in, you know, the love that I know and that kind of thing. But I kind of feel like literally like I just don't know what to move forward on or get myself to move forward on. The good news is that I'm exercising a lot. I've lost some weight. I'm feeling really good. I know we emailed about a food plan kind of thing, and I looked into that, and there's just a little too much sugar for me to be on that. So I'm kind of doing my own thing with this program, and I think I feel like everything is working well.
Well, let's get to the core thing. So the first thing is, you know, I know, correct me if I'm wrong, that there's a little bit of a history of depression in your life, yes?
Yes.
In your experience, yes. So, you know, I think that what we're – the general thing that I'm feeling from you without all the specifics is I don't know what to do. Because you've been, I wrote this in my last month's energy update. You can't approach action in the same way. And you're like me, you're a doer. Here's my to-do list. Blah, blah, blah. Here's where I got to reach out to. Here are the calls I got to make. Here's the blah, 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 you know. And the vacation, you're going, wait a second, that's not, I don't want to live my life like that anymore because you can't. The energy is not supporting that anymore. So what you're going into is, and same with your artistry, because you were coming at it just like Daniel from a head place, not a heart place, of like a businesswoman, which you needed to do. You needed to be in the male energy for a long time. And now you're going, hey, I want to receive. We can't be doing out and be in the receptive mode as far as receiving things in the female energy at the same time. So you're kind of like, I forgot how to receive. And when you were on that vacation, it was like, oh, I can breathe. And then you see this person kill themselves, which is, you know, as we know, freedom in one sense. And second of all, a real symbol of usually people that kill themselves are deeply depressed and they have hopelessness. So this is just a mirror to you of like, oh, I still have this sort of, if I'm not doing, I have a lot of the depression creeps in of like, oh, I don't know. And this is what I was talking about. There's a big I don't know in all of our futures right now, this big question mark. And like I said, again, with me with Amsterdam, and I think for you, it's like, well, instead of like, what am I going to do? Start going general. How do I want to feel? I want to feel fulfilled. I want to feel inspired and excited about things. I want to be doing great projects. I want to feel more free. I want to give myself permission to do less and allow more, because that's what you need to get to. And it's the same with diet and exercise. It's like, great, I'm going to tell you this. I have not had as much time to exercise like I normally do. I'm usually a beast, and I haven't gained any weight or anything. It's like, oh, it doesn't have to be hard. It's like, oh, I can do less and gain more, in the sense that I can do less exercise and my body can still be fit and healthy and thin. You know, those are the things that – so it's not about, oh, I got to exercise. So everything for you is I have to or I should do this. And it's moving have-tos into want-tos. So what do I want to do today? And there are days I want to go to the gym or I want to do that. So that's what you're looking for right now instead of what I should do.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
The way you are on vacation, you got to find that feeling every day, which is the lack of pressure that you're putting on yourself. That moment you were there, you went, I'm relieving the pressure.
Right.
And that's where you want to live every day.
Got it. And romantically, I'm appreciating and loving who I'm with while, you know,
that's
like
it.
Everything
write it
else.
Out.
Yeah.
Right now,
okay.
You got to focus on you, and this is a nice, it's a solid rock for you right now. But you need, because this is a transition you're going through now. You're going to the next level now.
Got it.
Just
okay.
Trust it. You don't have to do anything about it. If it still feels good, then stay. If it starts feeling bad, then we can, you can deal with it from there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That
thanks, Amy.
Awesome. Love you. Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye. Next, I have Linda from Minnesota. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Nadia. This is a blessing to hear you today. And I would like
so
a general
sweet.
Reading. Please.
Okay. Let's see what's going on with you. Hi, Miss Linda. You're so sweet.
Hi, honey.
All righty. Okay. So there is, like, very deep messages trying to get to you right now, and it just feels like we need to spend a little – you need to spend a little more time really connecting with – and, again, and getting the same energy. This is three of you in a row, you, Daniel, and Lynn. This sort of, like, going to your head energy as a default, as a way to deal with things. So anytime there's resistance or something to do, you go right to your head. You don't go to show me the solution. I'm opening to the – you know, show me the way. And they're really calling you – the hard times are over. The hard times are over. You don't have to worry about them coming back. Okay? They're not coming back.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Like the struggle is over.
Yeah, it's been a lot of struggle.
It's been a lot of struggle and it's over. Where you are now is kind of in this sort of rebuilding your power center, rebuilding, giving yourself permission to let it all go and go, who do I want to be now? Who do I choose to be now? What does this make me know that I want? What is this? Who does this make me know I want to be? Because you take this sort of passive role and they were trying to move you more into an active role in your own creation, meaning listening
to some
that
of the
voice you have.
Although I realize that because I'm a Libra and it's such I'm such a chameleon and really reflecting other people's energy and really in this place. Oh, what does it feel like to really be in my energy?
And
that's what I'm trying to connect with my own energy and get familiar with that. And like you said, who do I want to be now?
Who do I want to be? And also, it's okay, like being a Libra, you come in as an air energy. So you come in, Libras want to balance. They want to hold space. But you need to be the observer to it, not the people pleaser needing to adjust or change it. You know, it's, oh, I see this person is blah, 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 you know, or I see this. But for you, you do get stuck in that. It's funny that you say you're Libra. Whenever I have clients that are Libra women, their biggest challenge is getting focused on their heart center, letting themselves love and be loved, really opening to their intuition because it's all there and they can feel so much. And so it's an air energy, so it's like it's expansive, right?
Right.
That it can be a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Because your energy naturally wants to form balance. So when someone's angry, you hold that other side, but the problem is then you ignore your anger or you ignore that aspect of you that you need to deal with. I'm like, hey, you know what? You're taking advantage of me. I'm pissed. Like you put yourself to the side instead of going, well, what am I really feel about this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yes, Miss Linda, yes. I mean, meditation is going to be really powerful for you, getting you to go, what's going on in me? I'm listening. Because your inner voice, we got to turn up that volume. You got to start turning up that volume.
So more
and
quiet
that just comes
timing.
To practice. Yeah.
More quiet timing.
More quieting,
and being
more
really,
listening.
You were talking to Daniel. It was like, oh, yeah, drop into my heart.
Yeah. Daniel set the stage for a lot of the energy today. It's exactly right. And I get it. Like, I'm a Leo, so I can't not be in my heart. It's almost annoying. But because everything, you know, but that's part of what makes my life wonderful and magical is that, like, I will have a loving connection with the guy at Trader Joe's because I'm just, like, an open, and that's what makes things wonderful instead of protecting yourself. And that's what Daniel and you have done is it's sort of I've protected because I'm not safe being in my sensitivity and my truth out in the world. And so I've put a gate over it. And so that keeps you from being really receiving the magic that the universe wants to bring you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next here, I have Kim from Phoenix.
Hello, Nadia. Good to hear your voice.
You too. How can I help you today?
Congrats on moving to Amsterdam. What a new adventure
Thank
for
you.
Your family.
It sure
hey.
Is. It sure is.
Yeah, it is. You'll love Amsterdam. I've visited there before. But, okay, that's
yeah.
beside the point. Let's do a general.
Okay. First thing they showed me is you're at a crossroads. You have two roads to pick. Okay, so I don't know if this is a decision that's coming in or if it's a decision you have to deal with now, but it's sort of like this or this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, have any idea what that is?
No.
Okay, great. So there's a sort of decision of like this choice or this choice. You definitely are on your path right now, and everything that's going on is right, but there's this sort of feeling, okay, let me get to the highest thing. Okay, I'm good. So money, that's where we want to go today, is money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go to money. Okay. So what do you do to create money for yourself on as far as job is concerned?
Well, my day job, I work for a commercial lighting company in the marketing department.
That's right. I remember that now. Okay. It's all coming
mm-hmm.
back to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, I do have
okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
No. Yeah. So the reason they're showing me that is because, you know, again, now it's all coming back to me. You're kind of done. If you're over this lighting company and all the people in it, you're done. You're over it.
Wow.
And
that was short-lived.
Well, it's like you're just kind of like, okay, I came, I got it, I figured it out, and now I'm like ready to expand into something else. Like you're very fast moving, and so it does feel like there might be something else coming in. But the energy they want you to bring in is there are other ways and other doors that can open for money to come to me, and you don't need to know what they're going to be. So opening your energy up to other ways money can come to you that are more fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
Because this place is like fine. It's like I feel like you figured it out. You're like, okay, it's fine. It's not bad, and I think you have a good energy around it. I just feel like this is where the crossroads is going to come in. There's going to be this like sort of choice.
Interesting.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You because you're more open to receiving money than you've ever been. But they're saying go more. Because they're showing me this opportunity that could just they're showing me doors opening of other ways of bringing money in. So if you could just open to that a little bit, going, I don't know what it's going to look like. I'm open. However it wants to come in. It's not the lighting job that's the source of my abundance.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting
yes.
you say that because I've, my birthday was the 12th of May. Yay for me. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. And I have written some things down, and one of them was to bring in more money for myself. So I find this very interesting.
Yeah, well, that's where, you know, I'm listening to the call of your spirit, and your spirit, that's what the dominant thing is asking for right now. And so they're just going, hey, give her this, that you still have a belief that it has to come from my hours put in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Money has to come from my time and hours put in equals money instead of money can, so opening to money can come from anywhere. And
True.
So I want to believe that. I want to see that because they're showing me this sort of like you're going to be have an opportunity of two opportunities of choice, of a decision to make. So I'm opening all doors that lead to my abundance. I'm ready to see them. It doesn't have to be this. I'm excited about it. I know that through your whole life, you have gathered a lot of vibrational escrow around money and abundance, but you're still pinching it off because you only can see it coming. It's always like, well, you're a Taurus too. It's very like, you're very earth. Well, I can see it. I understand that if I work X amount of hours, I get a paycheck and I get my health insurance and makes sense to me. And so they're saying, get out of it needing to make sense for you. Be willing to let it not make sense to you.
All right. I'm on it.
So,
Excuse me.
You, Kim.
You bet.
Thanks
Bye.
So much. You guys, I am having to shut it down now. I'm so sorry I couldn't get to everybody. You can totally call into my show. I'm actually doing my June 2nd show, Blog Talk Radio, / Intuition by Nadia on June 2nd, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I will be in Amsterdam at the time, so it'll be like 6 o'clock at night for me. And also, guys, it is such a joy and a pleasure to speak with you all. Thank you for your openness. Thank you for all you bring to the table. I always love being here with you guys. Again, I'm Nadia at intuitionbynadia.com. Have an amazing, blessed day.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.